Good morning. Precipitation, mainly in the form of snow, will continue to advance steadily north from the coast as we head through the morning drive. Closer to the coast, where snow began early this morning, there is a transition underway to a mix of snow, sleet, and rain as temperatures climb up to and then past freezing. Precipitation will continue to overspread the remainder of the region during the day today as a coastal storm gains strength and slows down while heading toward New York City from the Delmarva Peninsula. The wind will increase and gust at times over 20 to 30 miles per hour, especially over the higher terrain. Milder air flowing around the storm will surge north into our region, and while most places will see an initial 1 to 3 inches of snow, a transition to rain is likely during the afternoon in the milder air. As always, the exact track and intensity of the storm will determine the progress of the milder air. Right now, it appears that the most likely locations that will see a change to rain will be easternmost New York and all of central and southern New England, with the milder air having a more difficult time reaching central and northern New York and northern New England. Snow will hold on longer in these locations. It is also possible that these locations do not change to rain at all. If this is the case, snowfall accumulations in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont will be in the 3 to 6 inch range by this evening. Highs today will be in the 30s. Tonight, the storm will stall out over southern New York and New England. It will also begin to lose intensity. Still, precipitation will persist into the nighttime hours, mainly in the form of snow north and west and rain south and east. Eventually, overnight, a cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will move overhead, and temperatures all the way down to ground level will begin to drop. This will transition most precipitation back to all snow by Wednesday morning. Overnight lows will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Total accumulations for Tuesday and Tuesday night will be 6 to 12 inches in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont with locally higher amounts. The eastern Catskills, the greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and the northern Berkshires could get another inch or so overnight, but still, in these locations, as well as the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and the southern Berkshires, totals will remain into 1 to 3 inch range. And for the remainder of central and southern New England and the lower Hudson Valley, there'll be little snowfall accumulation, with precipitation falling mainly as rain, although heavy at times. Tomorrow, the storm will continue to fill in, but not much movement. Precipitation during the day will be light and spotty in the form of rain and snow showers, and perhaps even some drizzle, with highs reaching the mid-30s. There will be more persistent snows across the hills and mountains tomorrow, and several more inches of snow could fall in these areas, especially the ski locations. Highs Wednesday will be in the lower to mid-30s. Still some snow showers with the storm lingering on Thursday, flurries on Friday, with highs both days in the middle 30s, mostly cloudy Saturday in the upper 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs pushing past 40 on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple systems will move into the Pacific Northwest today, tonight, and tomorrow. Upper-level jet stream dynamics and plumes of moisture along the northwest coast will produce light to moderate rain over parts of northern California and the Pacific Northwest today. Tomorrow, moderate to heavy rain will develop along the northern California Pacific Northwest coast as the next front moves onshore through the evening. Flash flood watches are in effect. Across the higher terrain of the Sierras, winter storm watches are in effect for up to 2 to 3 feet of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 18 degrees with a south wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy, 27 degrees, the dew point 23, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is falling rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain, heavy at times, windy, with highs in the mid-40s. Boston rain, heavy at times, and windy in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy, with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees. The low, 12. The average temperature, 20. That's 11 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 0.4 inch for the month and 12.7 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 62, set in 1966, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow developing from south to north into the afternoon today, perhaps mixed with some sleet or rain in the valleys, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mixed precipitation changing to all snow tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sleet and freezing rain early this morning, then rain heavy at times this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the upper 30s. More rain and wind tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, snow and mixed precipitation developing during the morning, becoming heavy at times with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow and mixed precipitation tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow, sleet, and freezing rain early this morning, then rain heavy at times this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain, wind, and mixed precipitation tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow and freezing rain early this morning, then rain heavy at times this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-30s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, rain, and drizzle, with accumulating snow is most likely in the mountains, mid-30s. Snow showers Thursday and Friday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 30s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.